Today's passage reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3, and 3 John, chapter 1, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. Amen.
사랑하는 성도 여러분, 또한 미국, 영국,
dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, and television viewing audiences. In the Bible, there are many promises of God to His children. But all these promises have some conditions. We cannot receive blessings just by confessing, Lord, I believe. God will give us blessings if we love God, if we have faith, or if we dwell in light and keep God's commands. It's because that is the justice of God. Of course, it doesn't mean your soul is not prosperous and you will not receive any blessings if you do not completely keep God's commands yet. Within one's measure of faith, to the extent that he keeps God's commands and a person's soul prospers, he can receive these blessings in some areas. But if you go into the fourth level of faith, you will receive blessings in full scale. Only if you are recognized by God as a man of spirit who has cast off sinful natures in your heart and fully dwell in the light, then God can bless you as much as He wants. You can receive blessings to the extent that you sow and act at the third level of faith or below. But if you get to the fourth level, a door will open for much greater blessings that cannot be matched with previous blessings. Then what kind of heart do people have at the fourth level of faith, and what kind of blessings will they receive specifically? This is the 14th session of the measure of faith, and continuing from the last session, I will talk to you about the fourth level of faith. Through this message, I urge you to get to the fourth level and above and into the spiritual realm quickly. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be able to receive blessings in full scale. And give glory to God as His spiritual children, whom God can acknowledge as His true sons and daughters. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the fourth level of faith is to love the Lord to the utmost degree. It's not just to love, but to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul and strength, and even your life. Even if we confess, I love you in the same way, the depth of love is all different. You may have very deep and great love, or you may have just a little bit of love. So if you love the Lord, at the fourth level, you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul and strength. I explained the two traits of the fourth level of faith in the last session. The first is that they love God unconditionally without wanting anything in return. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 says, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. God will love those who love Him, and He will bless Him on this earth. But those who love God to the utmost degree do not care about it, even if they do not receive blessings on this earth. It's because they are happy and thankful only for just being able to love God and do His will, even if they do not receive blessings and honor on this earth. When people preach the gospel following the will of God, they may face persecutions or even get to the point of becoming a martyr rather than enjoying earthly rewards and honor, and they will still give thanks if they have achieved the fourth level of faith. They love not because they want to receive something in return, but for them, it is so natural to love God. If you love fleshly love, you want something in return. If you love, you have to receive in return. If you don't receive back, you get disappointed, and you may have some ill feelings too. But if you love truly, spiritual love that God wants, you only want to give and serve, not wanting anything in return. Between husband and wife, you love like this, that family will be heaven itself. Secondly, at the fourth level of faith, they love God more than anything in this world. Namely, they love God first. They will not spare any kind of honor, wealth, family, friends, or even their life if it is for God. After giving everything, they will still look for things to give more. I explained up to this point in the last session, and today I will tell you from the third characteristic. The third characteristic of those at the fourth level is that everything of theirs will go well with them, and they will be healthy as their souls prosper. The third John, verse 2, or the 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, they are the same. So you don't have to wonder even if I say 3 John verse 2, because there is only one chapter in 3 John. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." Here, prospering in all respects and being in good health doesn't only mean they will only be physically healthy, but also they will be prosperous in all respects, including their family, workplace, and business. As I will soon explain later in this message, God will do all things for those whose souls are prosperous, so they will prosper in everything. God will supply them with health, wealth, fame, wisdom, understanding, and everything as needed. God will intervene in their lives to lead them in only ways that prosper. Men do not like intervention of other people, but intervention of God is for the good. He leads you to the good way, so I hope you will like it. Now, what does it mean by your soul is prosperous, which is the condition to receive blessings? Simply speaking, you can say your soul is prosperous when your dead spirit is revived and the order among the spirit, soul, and body are maintained properly. It takes place when your dead spirit is revived by accepting the Lord, and the revived spirit comes to rule over both your soul and body as the master. I already explained about this in the lectures entitled Spirit, Soul, and Body, and in the series The Message of the Cross. So let me just briefly go over this here once again. Originally, when God created the first man, Adam, He made him as a living spirit. Adam who was a living spirit, was created with a spirit, a soul, and a body. It was the spirit that communicated with God. The soul was ruled by spirit, and the body was a vessel to contain both the spirit and soul. But since Adam violated the command of God and he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he committed sin. As the law of the spiritual realm dictates, the wages of sin is death, and Adam's spirit died. A living spirit, namely the living spirit of Adam, died, and Adam changed into a man of flesh and man of soul. Here, dying of spirit does not mean the spirit becomes extinguished, but the activity of spirit stopped. Dying of spirit refers to the stopping the activity of spirit. In the Bible, there are expressions of dying and being asleep. For some people who are living, God says they are dead. But for those who are dead, God says they are asleep, who fell asleep. What does that mean? Because those who are saved, their spirits will be revived. Their bodies will be, their spirits will be revived. And when the Lord comes back, until the Lord comes back, their body is taking a rest. So that's why God says they are asleep. For those who have not accepted the Lord and who are not saved, even if they are living, in God's sight, they are dead. In the same way, because the activity of spirit stopped, we say the spirit was dead. When the spirit died and it stopped its activity, the soul took the position of the spirit and began to act as the master. Soul is the generic term for the memory device in the brain, all knowledge contained in it, and the operations of remembering and utilizing the knowledge. When a man experiences something, he keeps it in his memory and remembers and thinks about it and utilizes his knowledge. All this is operation of soul. When the spirit played the role of the master, man could communicate with God in spirit and received the knowledge of truth from God. Therefore, the operations of soul were done only in the truth. And the body also spoke and acted only within the truth as the spirit wanted. But since the spirit died and the communication with God was disconnected, the enemy devil and Satan began to control man through his soul. The knowledge of truth that God had sown in man's heart began to leak out little by little. And instead, the knowledge of untruth and various sins and evil were planted by the enemy devil and Satan. As time passed, the heart of man was stained with more untruth, and they came to live in all kinds of sins and evil. Today, especially, is the end of time, so the whole world is full of sins. In Korea also, maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and today's world is so completely different and is so full of sins now. Just about 30 or 40 years ago, and if you compare it with today, today's world is so much stained with sins. If people 30 years ago, at the time of 30 years ago, if they see today's world, they'll be shocked and they will even faint. And I said that the soul is prosperous when the spirit is revived, and it plays the role of the master of soul and body just like Adam when he was first made. And how can the dead spirit of man revive? It is done by accepting Jesus Christ, who is the way, truth, and life, and receiving the Holy Spirit. God gave the sinless Jesus over to death for the forgiveness of the sins of the sinner. God sent the Holy Spirit to those who accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Holy Spirit comes into our heart and revives the dead spirit in it. Now the Holy Spirit is awakening the spirit that is asleep with the knowledge of truth and knowledge of life. He helps us refill the knowledge of truth again in our heart. When we listen to the Word, He helps us understand and believe the Word, and He lets us know about the sin, righteousness, and judgment. He gives us strength to think in truth, speak in truth, and act in truth every moment. When we obey the works of the Holy Spirit, who is helping us, we can give birth to Spirit through the Holy Spirit. The untruths such as pride, hatred, anger, envy, adultery, wrongful desire that were planted by the enemy devil and Satan will be removed one by one, and instead, the heart will be filled with truth. If you fill your heart with truth completely, and you recover the image of the first man that God created, then this is when your soul is prosperous. If you cast off all untruths in your heart and if your soul prospers in terms of measure of faith, you are at the fourth level of faith. You are no longer a man of flesh that perishes, nor are you a person who is controlled by the soul. In Romans chapter 8, you find the mind set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not subject to the law of God, nor can it do so. So, because you cast off all this fleshly mind and fleshly thoughts, you are now a man of spirit. If you have no evil at all in your heart, Satan cannot arouse any untruthful thoughts through your soul. This is like selecting a radio frequency. You will hear different radio broadcasting according to what frequency you have tuned in. I haven't listened to radio for more than 20 years, so I'm not sure whether it's the same today, but if it's 710, let's say 710 is KBS, so we have to tune it exactly to listen to it clearly. If we are not tuned in correctly, we can hear many other noise. But if we go over, then we cannot hear the broadcasting at all. Likewise, the heart of a person whose spirit is the master is on the frequency of the Holy Spirit, and the heart of a man whose soul is the master is on the frequency of Satan. Let me repeat, a person whose spirit is the master is on the frequency of truth. And a man whose soul is the master is on the frequency of the untruth. If you fill your heart with truth and if your spirit is the master, you will accept only the teachings of the Holy Spirit, namely truth, and your soul and body will obey your spirit, so that you can have only thoughts and acts of truth. On the contrary, if your soul is the master, you will think as Satan wants and act out evil. Let me give you an example. Suppose you have some uncomfortable feelings against a particular person, and he again does something you don't like. Then Satan will work through your soul. He's doing that again. I hate it. I may even hit him. Satan puts into you these thoughts of untruth. At this time, if you have such evil as anger and ill feelings, you have accepted the thoughts of untruth and get angry, or you may even hit that person. But to those whose souls are prosperous, even though Satan tries to plant thoughts of untruth in them, they don't have any evil in their heart to accept those thoughts of untruthfulness. You don't have anything that matches the thoughts of Satan, because you don't have any untruth in your heart, because you don't have any fleshly thoughts in you. You cannot hear the voice of Satan, and Satan cannot work on you. They have only love, forgiveness, and compassion instead of hatred and anger. So even though the other person acts very rudely, they only understand love and accept the other person following the truth. Therefore, just as we cannot hear the broadcast if we are not tuned to the frequency, Satan cannot control the mind if you are not listening. People have the Beatitudes and the love that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, known as the love chapter, and they also bear the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit too. As Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. They have the heart that resembles the Lord." If you go into spirit, there are so many beneficial things. You don't receive any works of Satan, but you are guided by the Holy Spirit, so you listen to Holy Spirit's voice clearly, and you are guided by the Holy Spirit. So you will have nothing to do with Satan's voice. So if you go into spirit, there are many interesting things. If you go into spirit, you cannot think of anything untruth. Any untruth. Even if you try to think of them, you cannot think of them very well. You cannot remember them. If you try it very hard to think of something untruthful, you can think of it, but soon it will change. At the first, second, or third levels of faith, what is the most painful thing? It is to cast off fleshly thoughts. You don't want to think about bad things, but if you try not to think of them, you think of them more. You have more idle thoughts. It's same with the students who study. If you go into spirit, if you want to study, if you make up your mind to study, you can concentrate and study. But before going into spirit, there are many hindrances and disturbances. So if you go into spirit, even if you try to think of them, you cannot think of them. And imagine going into Holy Spirit. Then if you go into Holy Spirit, you cannot think of them at all. If you really try to think of them, within 1 or 2 seconds, you are thinking of something in truth, something about God. And even if you try, you cannot think of anything untruth. Let's say you are watching TV. If you are watching something that is good for you, then you will accept it. But if you watch something that is not beneficial for you, it doesn't come in you. Your eyes are watching, but you don't input those things. So after maybe 10 minutes, you cannot remember what you have seen. So how happy it'll be. In God's sight, in your heart, you will not commit sins. So God can walk with you all the time, and you can be filled with joy all the time. If you cast off all evil from your heart, you don't have any fleshly thoughts. So even if you try to think of bad things, you cannot think of bad things. So God told us in 98 and 99, do not see, do not speak, do not hear. Then you won't receive Satan's word. But you disobeyed God because you saw, you received Satan's word. You heard and you spoke. So you received Satan's word. You read. So you didn't have uncomfortable feelings, and you came to doubt and judge and condemn. And you lost your trust. And what was beneficial for you? Rather, you came to have diseases and you had difficulties. Sometimes you faced disasters. Your businesses went wrong and so on. Because you disappointed God so much. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if your souls are prosperous, you will prosper in all respects and you will be healthy. Now, what kinds of blessings will those who are prosperous in everything and healthy, namely, those who are at the fourth level of faith, receive? When I explained to you about different dwelling places in the heavenly kingdom, I told you that the difference between the place for the third level of faith and that of the fourth level of faith are completely different, like the difference of heaven and earth. The second kingdom of heaven and third kingdom of heaven are completely different. But it's not only about the heavenly kingdom. Even for the spiritual and material blessings on this earth, they will be so different between those who have gone into spirit and those who have not. If you go into the fourth level after getting rid of even sins in your heart, you can be called a true child of God. Therefore, you can enjoy the spiritual authority as the children of light. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18 says, "We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who is born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him." The evil one, namely the enemy devil and Satan, accuse the man of flesh who live in sins and bring trials and disasters to them. In case of Job, he hadn't cast off the sins in his nature, in his original nature. So when Satan accused him to God, God accepted Satan's accusation. But when Job cast off his sins in his original nature, Satan could not accuse him anymore. So God blessed him so abundantly, as much as he wanted. He gave Job so many more children and the most beautiful daughters. And children were very nice children. And also God blessed him materially so much. He was very, very rich. He was the richest man even before. And now God blessed him double of that portion. So because Job cast off his sins, Satan could not accuse anymore. It's the same with you. If you are at the first, second, or third levels of faith, Satan will accuse you, so God can bless you only according to your situations, according to your mindsets. But if you go into spirit, Satan has nothing to accuse you of, so as you ask, God will answer anything, because you have confidence in you and you don't have anything to condemn you in your heart, so God can give you anything you ask. But those who have cast off sins even from their heart do not commit sins, so God can protect them and they will not face any disasters. Since the beginning of the church until now, it's been 24th year, I ride a car for 24 years, and I never had any accident. And also, even other cars never hit my car, my car never hit any other car. So my driver, Lutre, he never had any quarrels with other drivers or anything. we are protected in all circumstances, and even if we made a mistake, we were also protected. We are also protected from diseases. Of course, there are trials allowed by God to let them go into the Holy Spirit, and this is different from trials brought by the enemy devil. Even in trials, they will be prosperous in all things, and people around them can feel that God is with them. It was the case with Joseph, son of Jacob. By his providence, God allowed Joseph to be sold into Egypt as a slave. But even in trials, God was with him and let him prosper in all respects, so that his master acknowledged him and trusted him. God's providence was also when he was wrongfully accused and was jailed. Genesis chapter 39, verse 23 says, "The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper." So those who are prosperous in all things mean are those whom God is with. So because God was with him, God was with Joseph, his all things went well with him. So if you go into spirit, God can call you a righteous man, so you can be prosperous in all things. Likewise, God protects the man of spirit so that the evil one cannot even touch them. God leads them himself and refines them. After the refinement is over, God lifts them up to the most honorable positions. And we have been seeing in our church in 98 and 99, not even one person of the evil ones could touch us. And God lifted us even more. And God let us accomplish the world mission that we had been praying until then. Also, 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 to 22 says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God." It says, "Beloved." If it says, "Beloved," after that is a blessing or a word of blessing. God says, "Beloved," to those whom God can bless. Or in other parts, it may say, "Children." So, "Beloved." If God says beloved, it is those who are beloved by God, and God can bless them. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, because we don't have any evil or darkness or untruth, we have gone into spirit, so our heart does not condemn us, and we have confidence before God. That's why God says beloved. If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments. We dwell in the 66 books of the Bible and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. We do only the things that are pleasing to him. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15 says, "This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him." As said, because men of spirit do not commit sins, they have spiritual authority, and even in physical aspects, they are brave before God and receive answers to whatever they ask in prayer. And the evil ones cannot even touch them. One of them is the blessing of health. Men of spirit do not suffer from diseases or infirmities. They are always protected by the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit. So viruses or germs that are the cause of diseases cannot even enter into them. Even if they are infected in some way, it will be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit immediately upon their prayer. Can it? Can one be infected by a mistake? Yes. He may eat some spoiled food, or he may eat. Maybe in case of flu, he may be infected by a mistake if he misuses his body to some extent, and he may be infected. But even if he is infected, he can realize it immediately, and if he prays for it, it'll go away immediately. But even before you go into spirit, you experience numerous healing works when you dwell in the spiritual space in faith. There are so many diseases and accidents in this world, but most of our members are not afraid of those things. The whole world responds very sensitively and is afraid of things like SARS and avian flu, but most of our members don't even care about them. Long ago, we had elderly members tour to Busan. At that time, the news was, there were so many media were saying, if you eating raw fish, you know, some bad raw fish, many people died. They had food poisoning and died. So in summertime, and when those news are there, there were no customers to raw fish restaurants. But our members, they were not afraid of anything. They went to a raw fish restaurant, and I also went together and had the raw fish. Also, when we went to China, when there was a SARS in China and Hong Kong, many people were wearing the masks and so on. They were wearing masks to get into flight. But our mission delegation, they didn't put on any mask because they were not afraid. Others were looking at us like something. Our members are always protected by God, and they know it, so they are not afraid. It's because they always experience the works of God, who is always with our church with His power. And we know God is protecting us all the time. It's the same when you face accidents. Of course, if you keep the proper Sabbath holy and give proper tithes, God protects you every week, so you won't face any disease or accident. Even if your car is so badly damaged that it has to be scrapped from an accident caused by your mistake, in many cases you are protected in a year. I hear so many cases like this. Also, even if you get a minor disease or are slightly injured due to something you have done that is not right before God, if you just repent completely in your heart and receive prayer, you recover immediately. If before you go into spirit you experience that you are kept healthy by faith, then how much more will it be so when you go into spirit? You will have nothing to do with diseases or accidents. Even when you get old, you won't become weak. If you go into whole spirit, you'll become younger and recover strength and health. So in a fifth man's mission member, you experience these things. Even in the Bible, Abraham, it is very difficult for him to have a child, but way after 100, when Abraham passed the last test to offer Isaac, when he went into whole spirit, and when God acknowledged him as his friend, when Abraham's soul was very prosperous, it was difficult for him to get a baby, have a baby at the age of 100, but Way after 110, he gave many more children. He gave birth to many more children. So he had six more children. So we can see how healthy he was. Even at the age of 100, it was difficult for him to give a birth. It is the evidence that he was rejuvenated. He became younger, and even after, so after 110, he gave birth to six more children. It was the same with Job. He had children, grown-up children. They were all married, and they were all killed. They all died. But after Job went into spirit, he gave birth to many more children again. It's the same with Moses. In Numbers chapter 12, God says he was more humble than anybody else on the face of the earth. So he was called at the age of 80, but still he worked for 40 years with so much energy. And when Moses died, even when he was 120 years old, his eyes were not weak. He could see very well. In news articles nowadays, I see there are many people who worry about loss of their hair. Only some males after their 40s used to worry about it. But nowadays, due to environmental pollution and stress, both men and women who are in their early 20s and 30s worry about losing hair. Last week, I saw some news, even teenagers worry about a loss of hair. We couldn't even imagine it before, but even nowadays, even teenagers have some loss of their hair. At their 30s, there are many people who receive my prayer not to lose their hair, to grow well. And when I pray for people, and those who are at 30s, I can see the scalp, many of people. But if you're going into spirit, you don't have to worry about this either. You're always filled with thanks and joy in your heart, so you can overcome any stress. And you will not be affected by environmental things. When you look at the worldly people, in most cases, even though they are very rich and have authority, they have so many worries and wrinkles on their faces. But if you go into spirit, you have peace of your mind. So even when you get old, you won't have any more wrinkles or white hair. If you go into a whole spirit, even the wrinkles that you have right now will be removed and you will have young and shining skin. So you can see some wrinkles will disappear. Also, the skin will be soft. It's the case with those who are in whole spirit. If you go into whole spirit, it'll be perfected. Also, going beyond being healthy themselves, when men of spirit pray for other people, healing works will take place. Since I went into spirit, my family members have never been to hospital due to sickness, and also even before I went into spirit, since I accepted the Lord, our family members have never been to any hospital or get injection or taken any medicine. But even though I didn't know anything, I followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Even if they had minor sickness, they were healed right away when I prayed for them. Of course, to receive perfect power, you have to go into the Holy Spirit, namely the fifth level of faith. But as said in James chapter 5, verse 16, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. So if you get sick, you should have you should tell other people and to and ask them to pray for you so that you may be healed. But there are some people who want to hide if you have a disease. You should be able to request other people to pray for you if you have sickness. And pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. A righteous man, meaning those, the prayer of righteous men, the prayer of those who have gone into spirit, can accomplish much. As said, healing works will take place since the fourth level of faith. At the fourth level of faith, you will receive not only blessings of health, but also everything you ask for in prayer. So you will abundantly receive financial blessings, fame, wisdom, and everything in all other respects as well. I will continue with these blessings in the next session. Those who have a lot of thoughts, you may be doubting. Why can't we receive financial blessings as a church-wise if senior pastor prays, it can be accomplished, then why can't we receive financial blessings? But this is for everybody. God looks at the faith of every congregation in the church. He looks at the ministers, Levites, and workers. And if they don't have any walls of sin, they will receive answers to their prayers. But if they have the walls of sin, they cannot receive the answers. But as for me personally, God always gives me more than abundantly. I'll continue with these blessings in the next session. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you reach the fourth level of faith and become a man of spirit, you will receive blessings not only spiritually but also financially and in all other things on this earth. But the wealth, fame, authority, or anything they enjoy on this earth is not something important to the man of spirit. At the fourth level of faith, you don't have any desire of the world. You transcend all the honors of this world, love God unconditionally, and live in hope for heavenly kingdom. Therefore, as the Apostle Paul confessed in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. You will rejoice and be glad, even if you are thirsty, hungry, and persecuted for your whole life. It's just that, because they can directly feel that God is with them, seeing the blessings on this earth, they can rejoice and give thanks once again. Just as you rejoice and give thanks even more when you see rainbows. Today, did you see the rainbow? Could you show it to us? When I was when I arrived at church in the morning, there was a rainbow. Today I said today it'll appear and disappear, and God guaranteed it, and the rainbow appeared and disappeared and many times. So just as you rejoice and give thanks even more when you see the rainbows, they can feel that God is with them through the answers and blessings that God is giving to them. And also they are even happier because they can testify to the living God and give glory to Him. I hope you will be satisfied with what you have and give thanks and rejoice always. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will go into spirit and Holy Spirit quickly, feel the love of God even more deeply, and give glory to Him with His abundant blessing for you. Let's pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, we give you thanks for your grace and love. Let this message become our life and faith. Let our souls prosper, and let all things go well with us, and let us be healthy. Lord, thank you. Let us realize deeply why we have to go into spirit. The first man, Adam, was a living spirit, but he lost the state of living spirit. He came, went back to flesh. And God wants us to become men of spirit, so let us return. Go back to the man of spirit so that we can receive blessings that you promised us in the Bible. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 환자에 대한 기도하겠습니다. 아픈
I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and your infirmities, and also receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Lord. Lay your hands on them, giving your power, 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 from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, and burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation, and let them be healthy spiritually and physically. Father, work transcending time and space. Bless those who are attending this service in branch churches and local sanctuaries and other churches through the satellite, and also those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and also television viewing audiences. Bless them. Father, also transcending time and space. Father, lay your hand on the baby who is in Hanam, who was burnt. I command in the name of Jesus Christ to be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. The head, the eye, the face, the hands, wherever it is burnt, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. Father, let no germs in the air infect the baby. Father, protect him with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly hosts and angels. And Father, let there be no scars. Let his face be clean. And Father, heal him quickly. And let him give glory to you, Father. Lord, thank you. Lay your hands from head to toe, all entrails, cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. All infirmities go away. All diseases and germs go away. All enemies, devil and Satan go away. Light come. Be filled with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. Transcending time and space, let them be healthy spiritually and physically, and give them prosperity throughout the week. All problems go away. Have prosperity. Father, also protect the son in another country, and also, Father, even if they're in hospitals, protect them and heal them. Lord, thank you. Wherever your children may be, protect them with fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Let all these strongholds of the enemy, devil and Satan be broken away, and let no contagious diseases infect them. Father, protect them. Lord, also protect all vehicles. Let there be no traffic accidents. Protect them in all areas. Father, thank you. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them lend but not borrow, and let them become the head but not the tail. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.